opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 1st of February,
yes,
2023.
It is.
Goodbye, January. Goodbye, everything that went with it. Gone. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Encourage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And Liam's at the helm.
What
there.
Day of the week is that? Like, what? I mean, I know it's...
I'm looking at them right now.
Oh. Okay, well, let me do the weather then, okay? Areas of frost and mostly sunny with temperatures around 56. Now, on the way here, my car said 38, but as I went online and said, what's the weather? It said 33. So we know that we're in kind of chilly weather.
My computer temperature says 28.
I don't know. Various areas that it's reporting. And remember, Bob Belongi used to say, the airport that usually they go
like
from the airport.
There's four different microsystems here in Reading.
Right.
It has different ones, but the horse had a blanket on it yesterday.
Yes. Mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 37. Now, this is the last date, 3 o'clock in the morning, from the National Weather Service. So we print that out in the morning. We try to see what's going on, if there's any kind of, warnings or anything like that. But Thursday, partly sunny, 58 overnight lows. Now, it's calling here for chance of showers Thursday night with 41. Friday, chance of showers and mostly cloudy with a high of 51. Mostly cloudy Friday night. Now, it's Saturday, which, of course, we know is the crab feed. Slight chance of showers, then showers likely, 60% is what there is the scale, with a high of 53, and Saturday night showers with a low of 42. We know what it's like when we go to the crab feed, so those of you, thousand of you, that are going and listening, that's not including the people that are volunteering, make sure that you wear like rain kind of boots, because when you're going in and out of out there at the Shasta Fairgrounds, you know that you're in a metal building, you're going in and out, and that there's water standing. Just be warm and consider that, because Saturday night showers and then Sunday rain likely.
It will make no difference in the crab feed. You're inside. You're eating crab.
Yeah, but
it could be pouring outside.
But you do walk in and out.
Oh, no,
and
I understand that. But I'm just saying is, I don't know, if I should go because it may be raining. If a little bit of rain keeps you away from eating crab, then you should give your ticket to somebody.
Oh, no,
we've
been there before. And last year was 750. This year, they've just upped it back to what it originally was.
It's
sold out. This is fantastic. We will be there. You will be emceeing. Anyway, so that the weather, just talking about what's going to be going on this weekend, and it's brought to you by Anderson Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, has been our sponsors with the weather since the day we started. We appreciate them as a family and their secret angel work that they do in this community, how they support the veterans, and that's the Kinney family. If you have any kind of propane needs, of course, we're still in the weather of thinking about how you're heating and what's going on with your bills. 365-3793, where they give seniors and veterans discounts.
Okay. Okay. It went up to 30 on my computer here from 26, but it's still cold. Good morning, everybody. Okay. It happened. People thought it might. People weren't sure. Nobody's sure. But
yes,
last night, the GOAT retired. He put it on social media. He said, last year when I retired, it was a big, long, drawn-out process. But I just want to let everybody know that I'm retiring.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all of my fans. I want to thank all of my fellow players. I want to thank my competitors. It was short and sweet. And so Tom Brady goes on to a multi-million dollar job being a broadcaster for either Fox or, I don't know, one of the numbered channels or something like that. So anyway,
I
say numbered. I meant the,
I think that
the,
when
the large media.
I think everybody's going to be weighing on this. Now, I've gone into world headlines today, of course, in all of the headlines in the news outlets that represent a lot what's happening in the States. That's the headline. But I'm going in through world headlines, and it's like number four on the list because there's other things like mass shooting in Africa, what's happening with New Zealand and the cleanup, what's been going on. And it has talked about, you know, Biden and the search for his papers. That's happening in other parts of the world because that's our president. People, you know, kind of wonder. I want to tell you right now, there's a number on the headlines today that says $98.7 million. What do you think that is?
Well, that could be anything. That could be money that, you know, it was about that much they sent to, I believe, Nigeria to convince people to wear shoes in foreign aid.
There's another headline that is, and thank you for that. That
useless bit of information.
No, it's not useless. There was a couple, and I'm not sure if it was Tehran. I've got to look this up. They were dancing. They took a film of it, and they were jailed.
Because they were dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we even stop to think? Again, it makes me shake. So I want to talk about 98.7 million. That's roughly how many cargo ships are sitting off the California coast due to the supply chain crisis. The ships are waiting to unload goods worth billions of dollars but are facing delays caused by a massive worker shortage. So as a result, prices at grocery stores and retailers are rising due to increased costs for labor, fuel, ingredients, packaging, and transportation.
So it's $98.7 million worth of goods,
yes,
sitting out there. Okay.
Yes.
Which brings me to another subject here, is the Teamsters Union wants bills introduced that says with the new self-driving trucks, you know, these new self-driving trucks are coming on board and they're going to be here, oh, I don't know, probably within this, you know, within a, you know, a decade by far. What they want is a law that says if you have a self-driving truck, you must have a person sitting in the truck to ensure that if it goes wrong, that they're right there to fix it. So what it is they still keep truck drivers who are not really truck drivers. They are safety technicians that sit there because the trucks will back up. You know, it's just like any self-driving car. They'll back up, they get loaded, and off they go. What they picture them in is in convoys, you know, one following another. But the unions are saying, you're going to take away all of our jobs. I mean, as you can see, this continuing on. Like right now, though, there's a 60,000 driver shortage when it comes to trucks, which goes back to what you're saying. It's not just the shortage of people trying to offload these ships, then they have to get them out of here. And we did a story earlier this week about a lady because of AB5 was no longer able to be a individual contractor, have her own business because of AB5. So she moved to Missouri, works for the same company, same benefits and everything, but she's not living in California anymore. She's not driving in California anymore because of that assembly bill, which just has worsened the situation because they want to have people join the unions. If you have people say, oh, you've got to be a belong to the company, then there's a pressure for them to join a union. So this is all kind of tied in together when you see this. But can you imagine that? The reason we have self-driving trucks is because they're safer, and it takes the place of people. Well, but if you're in California, you got to have, I don't know if I have to have my CDL to sit in the truck with it just to watch it. I imagine you do. Do you sit in the seat? But anyway, this is what's going on in California. We got to take a break here. I've got something that happened in Mount Shasta the other day.
All right.
That's made, that has drawn attention throughout the world. Did you know that?
No. Can't wait to hear what you've got up your sleeve.
Yeah, but, you know, a little bit more of useless information, but not too much. This one was pretty cool. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Redding's Dish Premier, local retailer, providing our area with the best value service and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right, 30 years. Doug Tooley, a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. They're not going to give you the service, half the service that Doug Tooley does. Go give him a call, 530-241-3474. 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call your local retailer, Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, and from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yes, Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, is locally run, has a local board of directors. They have four branches to help their to assist their customers, one in Red Bluff, two right here in town, one on California Street and the other on Hartnell, and one in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them, their service, all of that. If you want to learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com. They've been in the business 15 years, helping move local dreams forward. There's a reason for that. 7:20 in the morning, 32, anywhere from 32 to 34, 5 degrees, depending where you are in Reading. Okay, Mount Shasta hit the news again, internationally. How? Do you know what a lenticular cloud is, Linda?
Yes.
What is a lenticular cloud?
It's a cloud that looks like a flying saucer.
You know what? Yes.
Yes, and it's many times it's seen over Mount Shasta as if aliens are landing.
Exactly right. Did you read that? No.
I don't know.
You pulled that out of your knowledge bank.
No, I've heard the word. I've heard the programs. I've heard what are the name of the people who live?
The Lemurians.
Lemurians, yes. Yeah. Yes, there's a whole...
You know, on that show I had for a short period of time, yes. Outside the Wire,
yes.
I had Lemurians on.
Yes.
And he said he was a mixture, a hybrid of a Lemurian and a human. It was an interesting discussion. Anyway, they look like swirling loops, you know, and they do look like... It looks kind of like a round... you know, like a cupcake, you know, a fluffy cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. It usually forms on isolated peaks, according to Greg Hakim, professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. Robert Rennick, who is a Northern California photographer, took a photo on January 22nd. And he shared them on social media, and it went worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, just the mountain with the snow on it and all that, and then with the cloud formation. If you see the photo, which is right here, which is one of them, but right here, it's extraordinary. And you could see where people were going. They see something like that, they go, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
UFOs. In fact, they could have been using this as a way to get supplies in or to move people around this cloud, the Lemurians. Just a thought. Okay.
Well, what do you think? Do you believe in Lemurians?
Well, Lemurians, first of all, Mount Shasta has enough room to hold 60,000 Lemurians in there. And they're in Mount Shasta is just one mountain along the coast that has Lemurians or people like Lemurians in there.
Are there any?
It's according to the guy that I was talking to, and I said, "Well, aren't Lemurians supposed to be like 7 feet tall?" And he said, "They are, but what you see out in town are the hybrids. You know, they've gotten shorter."
Okay. Now, what about Lake Tahoe? Do we have any? Like the mystical creatures or whatever you want to call them. Because the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California is highest level since 1995. Thanks to a series of atmospheric river storms at the new year and another this week.
They're supposed to be getting, 6-7 inches up at Mount Shasta or more this week? This weekend?
I don't know, but the snowpack, it's some of the, in the ski resorts, is the deepest snow in the nation, and now it's the highest it has been in that 30 year. It's hard to believe 1995 was 30 years ago.
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's great having the rain that comes down, hits the ground and all this, but Congressman LaMalfa will be on Friday, and one of the things he's going to address is the massive amount of water that has rushed out to the ocean because we don't have ways of storing it. So, and so as good as it is, get the rain on us to help recharge all the aquifers and all this. It's the snowpack that's really, really, really important, because as it, you know, as it melts during the summer, it will provide adequate water for everybody if they do it correctly. That's the big thing. I just sent off a message to a guy by the name of Cam King.
And my buddy I met in Nashville. We wrote songs together. We did, songwriter nights together. He is a hilarious guy. Moved to Texas. He's married to, which is a small world, because he's married to Tammy, who is head of the VA there.
Well,
right?
head of the Veterans Resource Office.
Right.
There. Yeah.
And so she was in college and in the same sorority as Pam Hill. So
from
Pam,
right here in town.
Yeah, so Pam Hill and Rick Hill went back to, I don't know, wherever they're, maybe it was in San Diego or something, and had a reunion. And Cam says, I know somebody from Reading. And that was just the funniest thing. So Cam always sends these funny, little messages. And Cam is so talented, not only as a songwriter, he's really a farmer at heart, but really also a great cartoonist. And also does like a music series, and because he originally, before Nashville, he was from Austin, and then reared and went to school in Albuquerque. So there's this great story about Cam. He's just one of these colorful people.
My favorite story about Cam is he wrote a story called Baby Jesus. He wrote a song about Baby Jesus, and Garth Brooks recorded it and put it on one of his albums. So you would say, oh, a song on an album. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it bought him the ranch that they live
yes.
on. That one song bought him the ranch they live on. Okay. What I was going to say was, the reason I sent him the message before we got a history of you and Kim,
all right, okay,
was that in Texas, more than 250,000 homes, a quarter million homes and businesses across the state were without power. And more than 1,800 flights were canceled amid an unrelenting blast of cold weather there that's left six dead. It's in its third day, and it swept from Minnesota and New York deep into Texas. Wrecks have been occurring like every 3 minutes, responding to new crashes in Travis County. Okay, now here's my favorite part. In Minnesota, where our friend Randy's from, a wind chill advisory was in effect Wednesday morning amid wind chills dropping as low as 35 degrees below zero.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where you see people, strange people that are bundled up. They run out with a bucket of hot water, and they throw it in the air, and it freezes before it
gets
to drop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have a girlfriend.
It can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes.
So I have a girlfriend who,
luckily, we're not hitting that.
As of yesterday, they have theater tickets, and she lives probably it's called Prosper, outskirts of Dallas, and they have theater tickets. She moved there from, of course, Orange County, and 3 or 4 years ago, one of the lead California, people, and they were gonna go see,
they were in the forefront.
And anyway, so the last message came out that we've canceled, and I kept saying, please be careful. A lot of times we know that news can be sensational, but this is true with the ice storms. And I know that when I lived and spent a great deal of time in Nashville, I think I told you the story of how I went into Kroger's when I first moved there, and there was no bread. Like, you know how we looked at the egg shortage recently? I mean, there was no bread on that. I never experienced coming from California and then seeing a real empty shelf. Well, then come to find out as I moved there that there had been an ice storm in the Nashville area, the year before, or I'm not really sure, probably the year before, and people were without power for 3 weeks and people died. And people were not prepared for being shut in, not being able to get out or travel because of the ice.
What do you think would happen right here in Reading if the power was shut off for 3 weeks? I think you'd see a lot of the same things. We'd be finding dead people for months afterwards in their homes if the power was shut off. But I lived there in Nashville, mm-hmm. when I went to school, and before I went in the Marines, and we had like a 3-inch snow, not a 6-inch snow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot imagine what happens to a city that large when snow hits, and
what?
They have never driven in it.
What?
They think it's like driving in rain. Anyway, it was, you know, on the radio and on the news saying, look, when you're in a wreck, it's not like if you get in a wreck, but when you're in a wreck, just pull off to the side. The police are backed up over an hour right now trying to get from wreck to wreck to wreck. So, I mean, it was hilarious.
I remember being in Nashville, and I had a four-wheel drive truck, and I remember driving down the middle of Music Row, and I was the only person on the road, and I was thinking, it was really odd that nobody else. Okay, quickly, we've got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple people that are nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff is the owner and the main operator there. He's been doing it for well over 2 decades. Anybody knows more than Jeff about repairing windshields, I would like to meet them, because this man is truly an artisan when it comes to fixing chips or cracks in your windshield. Not only does he fix them, it's very, very difficult to see them afterwards. And he guarantees them for the life of the windshield. So if they start to, for some reason, get bigger, then he'll just fix it free of charge. For a free review and free inspection and analysis, go on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Reading Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th. Go Reading at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah. And that's Kate Bush, one of the nominees. Induction. Now, evidently, according to this article, Kate Bush was overlooked in the past. She might have been nominated, but kind of overlooked. And then recently, of course, in Stranger Things, the hit series, her song was featured. So it, she has a new resurgence. I love that when it happens to artists.
I remember
with the,
that.
Yeah, with the song.
Well, so what's cool is she's been totally independent.
Has she? I thought she was. She wrote with Peter Gabriel, and perhaps he produced some of her stuff.
He did. Okay. He did, but she started her own label so she could release her music in the 80s.
I love it.
Totally independent, and then that song got picked up, and I want to say, I'm just going to double check because I have my phone.
All right.
880 million streams on that song.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We'll see again a resurgence. Now, 8 out of the 14 nominees are on the ballot for the first time, including Sheryl Crow, Elliot, Joy Division, New Order, Cyndi Lauper. Let's see who else is on here. We have...
You've got to be in the business for 25 years before you can be nominated,
you have
right?
to be have released your first commercial recording.
25 years
ago.
Cyndi Lauper, do you think she's a shoo-in?
Well...
Sheryl Crow, do you think those are shoo-ins? What do you think? You two are musicians.
You never know because... just because you're nominated, you're nominated.
Kiss was... kept out for a long time, weren't they?
Well, this is the first year of eligibility for Missy Elliott and the White Stripes. A Tribe Called Quest and Kate Butch were nominated last year and didn't make the cut, but now find themselves back in the running this year.
I don't like any of the I don't agree with the Grammys and the really any of them. They're all just they're just fake. I don't know.
I know. Last year, the nomination process was complicated by Dolly Parton. Now, I don't...
Because she was a country western. She was country, but yet she did have a lot of crossovers. But when she was nominated, it did cause a lot of consternation. This is for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Right. But
probably the greatest artist they put in there was Dolly Parton.
Who gave the honor.
But she wasn't good enough because she didn't do enough headbanging.
She turned it down temporarily. Then she initially said she did not want to take votes away from the remaining nominees, had not earned the right. But later on, she accepted, and I think embraced by any who is a music enthusiast that, you know, when we think about how many chords you can play or how many notes are in a on the scale, you know that encompasses from Mozart to heavy metal, there's somewhere in there is the world of rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? You're a musician, Liam, and hardcore involved in it.
Well, I mean, I think the beauty of music is, like, it's not like you have a lot of notes to pull from. You only have so many chords. There's
right.
12 notes in a scale, and there's, or in a, like, chromatically, right? There's 12 notes in an octave, and there's 7 chords in a scale. So,
how many chords are there?
Well, I mean, in
in theory,
like, you could. There's really only 7 chords, but then you have, like, extensions and.
Okay.
And then there's inversions and.
Okay, well, I've gone well beyond what I wanted to know. I just asked a question. How many of them are there? Well, there's 7, like, basic chords.
There's 7. Right? Yeah, there's 7 basic chords.
So what is so hard about learning to play music?
Now, what's next? So what's also important to know is that, like, they only sound good in certain ways, right? And so you have, like, very basic pop chords. Every single pop song you know is written with the same 4 chords, but they're all different.
Ask ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like,
he said when we saw him there in Sturgis, we've been playing the same 3 chords for 50 years, and you keep coming out.
Yeah,
coming out.
I mean, the thing that we're going to see, I think, especially with, like, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is as time goes on, genres, the boundary lines between genres become more and more blurred. I mean, look at country music and how popified it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
there is no genres don't exist now. They don't.
Yeah, but people do need to put a label.
They do.
You put a label. Oh, that person, that blonde person, or that brunette person, or that tall person, or that short. I mean, it's how maybe your mind.
I'd even go as far
identify.
To say, yeah, I'd even go as far to say is, like, in some cases, like, you're not even defining a person's genre by their music, but more by, like, their character.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but that's kind of where we're at.
Well, you know, the one thing about award shows that they all have in common, Emmys, Grammys, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Academy Awards, is a tremendous loss in viewership.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because in my personal opinion, is because when you know, for many of us, maybe it's a moment of us being shallow. We want to see the beautiful gowns. We want to see people dress up. And then all of a sudden when they start to go into bash or be political, or it takes away the fantasy. And to me, it feels like the bubble has been burst. And I think that there's a letdown with that, because you want to have many of us still long for the old beautiful Hollywood glamour. I just feel like you got 3 minutes. I don't need to hear you cuss. Or 2 minutes. I don't need to hear you cuss. I don't need to hear you call out a people or a race or you. I don't want to hear any of that. That's just me and my la-la land.
Be grateful for winning. What about you, Lynn?
Yeah, so I think technology has changed the way we as a culture view artists and celebrities. Like, prior to the iPhone and social media, they were very much, like, glorified and they were a character. They weren't a person.
They were put on a pedestal. Yeah.
But now with social media and just, like, the lack of normal human connection in our lives, you want, as a consumer, to be able to feel like you know this person, like, personally. And so I just think people are done with the pomp and circumstance. It doesn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, I'm just speculating.
I think a big thing,
that's
though,
that's the difference in generations.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with both of you, but I think a big thing is that people just don't want to be lectured when they're listening to somebody who is just won a Grammy for a rap song that has profanity in it and all types of things. You don't want to have them lecture you on how you should live your life.
No.
Well, maybe as the older generation we don't, but maybe the younger generation is like, yeah, man, say it out loud.
Maybe it is. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Judy Maxwell has had Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She started their business since in 1993, and since then she has been made it her mission in life to help families, seniors, veterans, business owners have the best coverage and the best financial advice out there. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, and she's got two separate divisions. Insurance and Financial Management. If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, your retirement plans, or anything, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco & Brew. This month's Cigar of the Humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
And good morning and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here. 1st of February, folks. Looks like we're going to have a areas of frost and mostly cloudy today with a high of 56. It's chilly out right now. I mean, it was 38 when coming into work today. We had variations of what it is, but it's going to be 37 tonight. We know that. Thursday will call for 58. Friday looks like there could be 40% chance of rain. And Saturday, a slight chance of showers and showers likely. I always like how they say that. You know, I mean, what's the difference? Slight chance of showers than showers likely is what they say. So
it's written by a computer.
With a high of 53.
What does it know?
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I love because we're always uncovering things on our planet. So in Rome, they're working on the sewers, and what do they come across? But another wonderful ancient Roman statue of Hercules, found in full, you know, in full statue, with the
man-sized.
Yeah, with this working on the sewage system underneath the park in Rome. The statue, which apparently dates back to the Roman imperial period, 27 BC to AD 476, emerged from the ground around the second mile mark along the ancient Appian Way. We've been there.
Yes.
A famed historic road. Cool.
And how do they know it was Hercules? Is because it had a club and a lion's skin around his shoulders, mm-hmm. and that was the traditional way of how Hercules was depicted in their history and in their statues. Well, state of Illinois decided to ban a new order. They banned they had a gun control law which bans the sale and distribution of, quote, assault weapons. Of course, we know it's not assault weapons. It's semi-automatic weapons. High-capacity magazine and switches. I'm not sure what switches. Oh, the switches. I'm not sure what that is, except maybe to make it into an automatic. I'm not sure. Which went into effect immediately after he approved it. However, Effingham County Judge Joshua Morgan issued a temporary restraining order against the law on January 24th, preventing it from being enforced. There had been a lawsuit by four gun merchants and 850 individuals who argued the law was enacted improperly and didn't have proper public input, adding that the law violated the state and U.S. Constitution Equal Protection Clause in providing exemptions for some groups of people based on their occupation or training. Well, it went on after an appeal from the Illinois Attorney General. The 5th District Appellate Court ruled on Tuesday 2-1 that the temporary restraining order can not only stay in place, it also extended it statewide. Previously, it had only applied to the plaintiffs. And the ruling states the plaintiffs had a likelihood of success on the merits in regards to their arguments that the law violates the state and U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. So it's a big setback for people wanting to take your guns away because they look scary. Because they have big magazines on them and they have hand grips and they're scary and they can shoot a lot.
Okay, well, let me just talk from this point of view because you are somebody who has spent your life from the time you were, 20, 22 with you had, you know, guns when you were hunting with your father, duck hunting, or whatever.
I've had guns around me my whole life.
Right.
Let me
put
it
that way. But you've dealt with them on a professional level. Yeah. And then for many people today with the mass shootings and the craziness, people are afraid of guns. They're afraid of guns getting into the wrong hands. So try to understand from that level of what can happen with a mass way of thinking of that the gun is the enemy.
Well,
I mean, not that it is, but try to understand what is going on.
No, I understand what people, but you know, there's fear there. But you know where my fear is? It's not from the gun. We've had guns. Guns haven't changed. Guns have not changed. Society's changed. And I could go in a whole litany of things about society, how society has changed. We used to have guns and we used to have shotguns and rifles in the parking lot of our school, because people would hunt in the morning or go hunting in the afternoon, especially dove hunting. And there was never any shootings, never any somebody bringing it in to school and shooting. The fact that people think it's you're safer if we take guns away from the only people that, again, and I know I'm just beating a dead horse here, but the people who obey that law are law-abiding citizens, and you're taking away their right to defend themselves. We're criminals and crazy people. Seems to me is that those are the ones that are doing all the killing. The five shootings in California we've had over the last 2 weeks in one of the most strictly controlled gun atmospheres in the United States, and yet we've had five shootings, three mass shootings, well, maybe even five, over, you know, if you're counting three and over, that are shot. Did those laws prevent those people from shooting others? Maybe we should make a law that says if you're mentally ill, you have to turn your gun in. Anyway.
All right. Okay. So what do you, okay, Nikki Haley.
Oh.
Okay. She is entering the 2024 presidential race and will formally announce her candidacy, excuse me. Having a little trouble with the
candidacy.
The things today.
Yep.
On February 15th, according to South Carolina's Post and Courier.
I like Nikki Haley.
Her special announcement, she sent out to her backers invitations for that special announcement. And she will probably be in downtown Charleston where she officially launched her candidacy.
Candidacy.
Thank you.
Okay. I like Nikki Haley. She's tough. She's conservative. She's a woman of color. And she doesn't back off. And she's been the governor of South Carolina successfully. The other one I really like, Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, a good friend of ours, gave me a book, and I've talked about it before, Not My First Rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, these are two really strong women. I think Nikki Haley has got the edge on as far as her, you know, more of the international side
mm-hmm.
in this. But Hone has been a congresswoman, she's been the governor, and I think that she would be strong on any ticket. Now, are we going to see, would we ever see?
Two women?
Yeah.
Why not?
Running for president.
Why not?
I tell you what, if Biden stays in there, either one of them should be able to beat him. That's what the Democrats are afraid of, is that Joe still thinks he's doing okay. And he's going to run again in 2024. But I imagine here now, since they're in Rehoboth Beach at Joe Biden's beach house, the FBI is there going through his house. You know, of course, they've had weeks now to go through and cleanse every place that Biden has had. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell me there aren't people that have the clearances that can do it. I mean, working under the wave tops, going through his house, finding stuff, and bringing it back, or just destroying it right there.
So I want to talk about Thursday night show. My show here on Thursday night, I'm going to have Dr. Patricia Bay. We are going to discuss something. I mean, usually I like to keep it light and talk about, you know, arts and entertainment and stuff like that. But because that makes me feel good and I like to embrace things. But I really want to get into somebody who is a professional who deals with patients and the aspects of bullying. We are going to really get deep tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and discuss the psychological aspects of what happens. That may also be a window to look into why people do these things that are outlandish and acts of groups that come after people and try to take them down and stuff like that. And I just think it's really important we discuss this. And I want this to be a show that I can archive and send to all peoples. I really do, to all peoples. Coming up in the next hour, we have Achieve Schuller here and Ron Eisley.
And we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The classified documents investigation continues. We're learning this morning that the FBI is conducting a planned search of President Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home.
The search is part of the agency's investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents. It follows a 13-hour review of Mr. Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home on January 20th. At the time, agents located additional documents with classified markings and also took possession of some of his handwritten notes.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Winter storm watches and warnings remain in effect in many parts of the South again today because of freezing rain and sleet. Forecaster Bob Orovec is at the National Weather Service.
There's a lot of winter storm warnings and ice storm warnings stretching all the way from western to northern Texas into southeastern Oklahoma, central to southern Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and western Tennessee. At the moment, some of the worst precipitation or the worst freezing rain has been occurring across Texas.
Six deaths are blamed on the icy weather, which has also caused hundreds of flight cancellations and delays. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend today's funeral for Tyree Nichols in Memphis, Tennessee. Nichols died 3 weeks ago following a brutal beating by police after a traffic stop that was captured on video and later released to the public. Inflation is cooling, but analysts say the Federal Reserve is still likely to raise interest rates to their highest level in about 15 years. We'll learn more in a few hours from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell when the nation's central bank makes its announcement formal here in Washington. The NFL's Tom Brady is retiring again, and this time he says it's for good. The 45-year-old Brady is the winningest QB in history. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Up to 500,000 workers are on strike across the United Kingdom in the biggest day of industrial action that Britain has seen in more than a decade.
Thousands of schools are closing some or all of their classrooms. Train services are paralyzed and delays expected at airports as teachers, university staff, civil servants, border officials and train and bus drivers walk out of their jobs on the same day. The mass strike marks an escalation of disruptive action across multiple key industries. Unions are stepping up pressure on the government to demand better pay as wages fail to keep pace with soaring inflation. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The death toll from this week's mosque shooting in eastern Pakistan stands at 101. Authorities say the explosion wounded 225 people, mostly police officers. News and analysis at townhall.com. The CDC says there may be a link between a bacterial infection and an over-the-counter eye drop.
The agency reports a majority of those affected with the bacterial infection had used EsriCare artificial tears. The CDC is recommending that consumers not use the eye drops until all lab tests are complete. Reportedly, one person is dead. Three others have suffered permanent loss of vision from that bacterial infection. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More than 1,000 people have pleaded guilty or have convicted of federal charges of defrauding COVID-19 relief programs, and more than 600 other people and entities face federal fraud charges. House Republicans say a congressional hearing today marks the beginning of what they promise will be aggressive oversight of the Biden administration. Early in the pandemic, Congress approved more than $4.5 billion for COVID-19 relief programs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free...
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, here it is, Wednesday, the 1st of February, and it's hump day, 8:05 in the morning, and the
news. Oh, you know that's not politically correct, Carl.
Here it is, hump day, the 1st of February, 2023, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam is at the helm, it's all his fault. I'm going to have to chastise you greatly after the show's over for playing that politically incorrect message that ran on TV for 10 years. Okay. Good morning,
during
buddy.
During Super Bowl, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was. Good morning, buddy.
Linda. Good morning.
You know, I think that...
Well, I played it, and I was like, is it Wednesday?
I think, believe, during...
I had to check.
During the Super Bowl, I think that has probably brought out a lot of thought-provoking, borderline, politically incorrect commercials.
Good.
It ain't happen. We wait to see what's happening at the... So I wonder if this year is going to be sugar-coated. We'll see. Areas of frost and mostly cloudy today with a high of 56, overnight lows of 37. Thursday calls for partly sunny with a high of 58, Thursday night a low of 41. Friday, guess what? Chance of showers and mostly cloudy with a high of 51. Friday night, mostly cloudy, 42. Now, a crab feed for 1,000 of your friends down at the Shasta Fairgrounds. Well, looks like we may have a slight chance of showers coming up with a 53 and the overnight lows of Saturday night with 42. It's going to be burr and maybe some dampness and some wetness there on Saturday. Sunday, rain likely with a high of 54. And the weather is brought to you by always Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, for all your propane needs.
Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler and Reading Police Captain Ron Isley. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's just jump into this one. Headlines, officer suspended after, and I'm reading the headline here.
And that's in Reading, where, you know.
After stomping on suspect's head. I read the report, and I have questions about that, but it's a headline that isn't really written here. They, you know, it gets written someplace else after they write the story. So, Chief, can you tell us what happened and what's occurred after that?
Yeah, I can't tell you what happened in that incident yet because we don't entirely know yet. The video is just a visual of it, and it's, you know, edited video that's on the internet. So we have to look into all of that and get. We have obtained the raw video and all the other videos that were filmed, and we're looking at other video evidence in that area. But I got wind of that video on Saturday evening, last Saturday. Mm-hmm. We took a look at it. I gathered Ron and the other two captains up, and we all looked at that, did initial view of some of the police reports and the incident that had, you know, on the incident reports that had happened that day, and made a decision to put the officer on administrative leave. Pending two investigations. One would be the administrative investigation, which is what we handle. That's his employment investigation. And then the other, having an outside agency come in and do a separate independent criminal investigation and work directly with the DA on that. So,
and that's the Anderson Police Department, I believe.
Yeah, and I called the chief down there because there's been some question about that. You know, there's basically several agencies in the area that can do this. There's the sheriff's office, who's woefully understaffed at the moment. There is the DA investigators that have the ability to do this. And then there's the Anderson Police Department. And the DA investigators work with the DA, and I was trying to make this as independent and separate as possible. So I asked Chief Pulaski if his staff could work on this. He has a couple of detectives, and they could dedicate, clear their schedules and dedicate time to get this done quickly, because I think it's important for the community to have this resolved. It's also important for the officers that are involved. My entire department is on edge because of this, and so we want to make sure that we can get this cleaned up as quickly as possible.
And I'm quoting from the newspaper report and then other sources I have, is that this guy was totally, totally out of control when the officers arrived. A beanbag round was used with little or no effect. A canine went on him, and he was biting the canine. That the officers were using everything they could to try and get this guy under control. And how many officers? It was like five officers involved in this?
I think there were six at the time.
Six.
Yeah.
And I know one of your tactics, as you all explain, is how you put a lot of force on one person so they don't get hurt and an officer doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, and some people, so I'm going to speak in general terms because I don't want to speak about the specifics.
I'm just saying is that's kind of like a general swarm somebody.
When someone is under the influence of a controlled substance, especially something like methamphetamine and sometimes fentanyl that brings pain, they don't feel pain like the rest of us do.
Mm-hmm.
And they have superhuman strength in some ways. So it is sometimes very difficult to take those folks into custody. Tasers don't often work. Pepper spray don't often work. Sometimes a beanbag does not work. The only thing that works is basically overwhelming force of humans controlling certain parts of it. One person on a leg, another person on a leg, one person on an arm, one person controlling a back. All of those things to try and bring that person into control safely without a bunch of officers and or that person getting injured. In the end, this person was not severely injured. In this case, he was medically cleared, like every person that gets bit by a dog, and then gets cleared, and then he goes to jail, and that's where
because he went to the hospital immediately after he was put under arrest, and then they turned him loose to go to the jail. So it must, if it was anything serious, that you're going to keep him.
Right, and that's, our guys are well-trained that they have to, when the event is over, Then now it's time for caretaking. Now it's time to make sure the person is okay. Make sure that they get medical care quickly, immediately, transported to a hospital if necessary. In all cases where we use force, like a dog bite or a taser, they have to go to the hospital anyway. It's just standard practice. We just do that to have a doctor check them out.
And what a transition to go from a violent confrontation like that to get him medical care that he needs to make sure he is okay and make sure he's okay for booking.
Because you have said here on the Reading Police Department has told me here on the show that once you've got them in custody, you now have to protect them and take care of them. I mean, once they're in custody, now it's up to you to make sure that they're going to be okay. And the same thing my son told me, who's a U.S. Marshal, goes after bad guys too. That once you get them, now you have to safeguard them. So, and that's what happened.
Yes, happens all the time.
Can I ask, has the officer involved ever had any other types of?
Yeah, I can't talk because a personnel record for a police officer is protected.
Okay. But I have other sources. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Here it is, the 1st of February. We somehow lost control of January. It got away from us. I think we're all willing to let January go. Are you?
Yes, absolutely.
8:18 in the morning.
It's going to be chilly out, folks.
It's dropped from, it was 31, it's dropped to 28 again.
Are you sure?
Well, and that's on my computer. I don't know where it gets its information.
Let me look.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Preventative care, screening of high-risk patients, high-quality care through hospitalization to discharge. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated medical facilities in the North State. The highest rated. Healing starts here. We're here with Reading Police Department Chief Bill Schuler and Captain Ron Isley, and we've been discussing what happened in that incident where I saw a video of it, and the fact is you've got five very physically fit guys, men, trained. Trying to get this guy under control. And, I mean, it was unbelievable what I'm saying it from this guy that you all were trying to take down, how he was fighting, even with six people on. It was, and you meet that every day. Probably.
We encounter people like that a lot, especially with the prevalence of certain.
This is under investigation,
right?
Of course, and you know, I was reading some of the comments, and it was bringing up you know, what some of people just automatically want to get on a hate wagon and weren't there. And I mean, of course, it looks like it might have been, you know, like maybe something was completely.
It was six people trying to,
yes.
Six men and a dog trying to take somebody down, and they were, it's when it's completely out of the realm of somebody having that kind of strength.
Yeah.
I mean.
Again, I'm speaking general terms, but force, yeah, is very ugly.
Oh, yeah.
When we have to arrest violent individuals, it can be very ugly. Using a baton on somebody can be ugly and shocking to the conscience for someone that's never had to do that. Even a taser. You know, having to do this kind of work sometimes is shocking to the human eye. So it's very important for the trained professionals, experts in the field, to look at these incidents and not just rush to judgment.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we're doing just that. We have, you know, multiple independent investigations. At some point now with changes in legislation, SB2, we have to send our investigation to POST, to the Peace Officer Standards and Training, the POST Commission, and they'll review this investigation in its entirety, and they can make their own separate conclusion. So there's at least three different agencies that are going to look into this. And when we have the results with that, we'll be as transparent with the public as we can.
As you've been in the past.
Yeah.
So, which you have been. Because of this, there's been an upswell of people saying, what about cameras,
yeah,
body cameras?
Yeah.
And you've addressed that in the past, the department.
Just
has.
Recently, you, yeah, were on air, you were on the news, talking about.
But you were on the station here,
right,
even well before that, talking,
right,
about how you're going to roll it out.
Earlier last year, I was on here talking about that. We, February 17th last year, the city council approved a body camera program funded a body worn camera program for the Reading Police Department. Something that I've been trying to get done for a while. It was all came down to money, right? The Reading Police Department has been historically understaffed since 2008. After the big financial crisis. And so the priority for me and my staff, my command staff, has been hiring and filling vacancies, adding more staff to patrol, dealing with a lot of the issues in this community that people are really upset about. And so we had to get more staff, and that was a priority. Body cameras are expensive. They're not just something you can go buy at Walmart, throw on your body, and take video. Our body cameras are evidentiary. They have to go through different standard. And they're expensive to store all that video. So our current quotes we're getting for these systems are $300,000 a year. And that's the cameras and the storage for all of our staff. And then on top of that, you have to have personnel to manage the cameras. You have to have somebody that goes into the field to make sure the cameras are working correctly, make sure the storage is working correctly, take all the videos from a certain incident, put them together, and send them to the district attorney's office for a criminal incident. And if you think about it, we handle 85,000 calls per year. We arrest over 5,000 people. We have, I mean, that's, and you figured there's, just look at this last call, right? This call we're talking about where there's a half a dozen plus officers on field. Imagine having to go through all that video, making sure all that video is compiled and for just that incident, pulling it out of a 10 or 12 hour day of that officer's use, and then sending that to the DA's office, you know, for their criminal prosecution. So there's a lot more to it than what folks think. And so we've been working on this process since that February. The funding goes into effect July 1 of this year. I am very hopeful that we're ahead of that. That I have, you know, made that very clear that we want to be live and pushing it out before that. But we're in this test phase right now. So we launched 8 cameras yesterday with volunteer officers. And we will run that for 90 days. We also have another vendor coming in, and we'll have some other different brand of cameras out for a 45-day trial. And those, at least those two, we may get more. And then after those trials are done, we can go through the purchasing process to select one of those vendors and order the cameras. And then we also have to negotiate the impacts, meet and confer with our union, with the Reading Peace Officer Association, because that is part of their contract. So we're working on that as well.
Part of their contract to?
Anytime there's a quote-unquote change in working conditions,
mm-hmm,
we have to we have to have discussions with them, meet and confer about if there's any impacts or not. And so we have to have those conversations, and we have been having those conversations ongoing for several months.
Can you push back from the unions?
You know what? When you, anytime you get 70, 80 people in a room, not everyone's going to agree. So
right.
We have to try and get a consensus.
So, Captain Isley, are they when are they going to be on the street? Are they on the street now, the cameras?
Eight cameras the chief's talking about, yes.
Really?
They're just outfitted, introduced to them yesterday.
Okay.
And they're actually being worn today. So, this decision to go with these cameras last year was a decision made by the chief, by the command staff. And I can say from, being responsible for our detective division, we put so much effort into getting footage on any crime scene that we work, anything from ring cameras to closed circuit television, because that captures what happened. There's no debating what happened.
He said, she said.
Yeah. So why wouldn't we have our officers have that capability on them when they are in these incidents, like this incident that just occurred last week? So that we can have
That would have been great.
Yeah, a view of what happened.
The other thing that you all have to do is redact things. Like every innocent or person that's not involved with it, if their face is in there, they have to be. And those don't they get? They'll get blurred or a license plates or addresses and everything. So you have somebody going through in there just with that piece of software, just blurring out everything.
Yeah,
and 85. The thousands of hours of that.
Right. So they have to review every video. So let's say you have an incident where you have two or three officers on scene and you have to redact victims and witnesses' faces from those videos before it can be released to the public or the media at a request. And so, yeah, they have to go through the entire video, redact all those, redact addresses or street names if those can correlate with a victim. There's a lot to look at. And then so if you have two or three videos to go through and the incident took 45 minutes, that's 3 hours of viewing just once, not viewing, editing, and then reviewing it again to make sure it's correct and then submitting it. Now, I will say there is some software, some really great software that's coming out that has a lot of artificial intelligence in it that will make this job easier, but that's part of the cost of doing this program is we have to have that software to do that.
Okay. All right. We're here with Redding Police Chief Bill Schuller and head of the Detective Division, Captain Ron Isley. We discussed what happened with the arrest the other day that's led to an investigation. The fact that body cameras are now on the street in a test venue. Eight officers are wearing them. This test will go for 90 days. And then another vendor comes in and you'll test those cameras and their operating system for 45 days and you want to roll it out. The funding comes in 1 July, but you want to roll it out before that.
Yes.
Did I kind of put that together?
Mm-hmm. We have to hire a couple more staff members. So we're hiring, we have a lieutenant now that's managing the program, Jeff Schmidt. And then he's going to hire two community service officers. We will put those community service officers in patrol and then we'll take two out of patrol and bring them in to work on the program, to do all the redaction pieces we're talking about,
sure,
maintain the cameras, do all those things. So we've been getting all that office space set up as well.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I can say, it's on the.
Does it feel good to be able to say that?
It does. It's, man's last stronghold. I mean, it's been on the window there probably for 30 years, but the place hasn't changed in 15 years since I've been going there. And I really enjoy it. It's great haircuts. Haven't had a bad one in 15 years. It's veteran owned. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, which means you give them a call and say, hey, I can come in. I'd like to come in at 10 o'clock today. And they set up the appointment. You go in, get your haircut, you're out of there. Cypress Square Barbershop. Their phone number is 530-244-9478. And they're right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Boys, free my soul. I wanna get. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel while set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, it is the 1st of February, Wednesday, 2023, 8:34 in the morning. It's chilly out there. We may be getting some rain this weekend. Of course, the One Safe Place crab feed with 1,000 of our closest friends all stuffed into a big metal building. The acoustics in there are, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-existent. There. That's the word I'm looking for.
I heard it's loud.
It's loud.
Loud.
I know that when you're doing the auction, the live auction, and I'm seeing it, we know that probably only like four, a circle of like 20 yards, maybe, can hear us. And the people in the back, they just, you know, They're eating crap. Anyway, we are here with the Redding Police Department Chief Bill Schuler and Chief of Detectives Captain Ron Isley. And, of course, the first half hour of our show was talking about the incident that occurred where the man was arrested. And videos showed that it looked like an officer had stepped on his head. You know, the officer was suspended. There is two different investigations going on. The calls for the body cams have, which the chief talked about on the show last February, they've been funded. The first eight went out today, or yesterday, in a test venue. So, Captain Isley, the test venue, what does that do? I mean, do they learn how? I mean, do the cameras turn on automatically when they get out of the car? Do they have to, like, wave their hand in front of them or push a button? How does that work?
It's a swipe, right?
Yeah, they push a button right in the center. For this, the one we're testing right now. I don't know what the next one may be slightly different.
Okay, now, your recent graduates of post, they go through training with cameras. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's at some of the academies they make them wear a simulated camera. When they do scenarios, they practice turning them on and off.
Okay,
and that's a mindset. And
oh,
you know,
yeah,
to go to the academy and learn how to do that, and that just becomes part of your natural. When you step out of a police car, maybe on an enforcement stop, the first thing you do that you're taught now is to make sure that camera's on. So there's going to be some growing pains. Because it's a whole nother tool. It's a whole nother way of doing business.
Well, to me, a swipe, I could understand that, but what turns it off? You know, another swipe, or does it take a button to be pushed off? I mean, because when you're tussling with somebody or you're running down the street, I could see where your arm would go in front of it. So,
right.
Anyway, but that's part of the training your guys.
They're not perfect. They're not perfect, right? They're not going to capture every part of it. Arms can get in the way. It's Yeah, and there is some human error involved that they forget, but it's a muscle memory, as Ron's talking about. It's a muscle memory. It's teaching them how to do that. You think about an officer who pulls somebody over, right? He makes that car stop. He's on the radio giving the dispatcher that information. He has to remember to put his car in park, put his emergency brake on, get his door open, make sure he has access to all the tools on his belt, maybe take his baton and put it on. He has to be looking at the car. He has to be looking at traffic. He has to do all these things, right? We train them and train them and train them and give them this muscle memory to do all these things. Now we're adding one extra step in there. Make sure you push that button, turn that on.
And then there's once it's turned on, it goes back
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
So it goes back 30
so there's,
seconds.
Yeah. So it's recording a 30-second loop all the time with no audio. But so if the officer does turn it on, it'll go back. It'll have 30 seconds of video with no audio, and then so we can capture that. Especially if they forget right away, we'll have that as well.
Okay, so that kind of covers it when they're coming out of the car then.
Right.
And then that video, is that stored in the camera or is that being sent back right
it's
then?
It's stored in the camera that day, and then when they drive into the police department, not right now, but when we finally go with the system, when they drive in the police department, it will automatically be downloaded via Wi-Fi to our servers and then uploaded into the cloud on a CJIS compliant, which is a DOJ compliant web server.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of those. And which makes the storage very expensive.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Yes, Earl, I had an observation there and a comment that you just made. In regards to the video I saw, you just made the statement that the officer stepped on that guy's head. And Mr. Schuler has also made the statement in print that the officer forcefully stepped on the head of the suspect. Anybody with a first-grade education could see that officer stomped on that man's face. He did once, and then he missed the second time. So you can sugarcoat it as much as you want, and the guy may be a dirtbag, and I agree with that. But he did not deserve to get his face stomped on. You saw back in Memphis, Tennessee, when those officers supposedly forcefully stepped on that man's head 3 or 4 times, and he killed him. So that's just my observation.
You're right. Mike, you're right. It was a very disturbing video. Yes, you're right.
Can I ask one other question? If Officer Shuler still stands behind that was just a forceful stepping on the head? Because to me, that sounds like the Code of Blue cover-up. He's laying the scenario for every, it's just a forceful step. When in regards, I can see what I saw.
Okay.
And also, the one other thing, Carl, is he got shot with the video I saw. He got shot with the beanbag gun first. Then the dog was launched on him, and then the people jumped on him. And the guys, if you've ever been dog bitten, and I have, not by a police dog, but one time, it hurts like a son of a gun.
Well, that's
and
true.
Police dogs are trained to bite and latch on and hold. So the amount of pain is tremendous. So when they holler, you're not complying, well, hell yeah, it hurts like a son of a gun when you're getting dog bit.
Okay, so, Mike, I understand what you're saying, and thank you very much for your comment. Okay?
Thank you for...
You bet. No, we welcome all comments.
Yeah, because you can tell his voice is shaky. He's visibly, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
People are upset. And then people are reacting, and as they should. But you're investigating,
and you've taken
all
action
levels of what this could, what the outcome.
And I don't
going
want
to be.
Put words in the chief's mouth.
No,
but you also explain there were six officers trying to take this guy down, and they couldn't do it. So
yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
that's the bottom line. So, and then the investigation will tell us what happened. You can't do any more than take action as fast as you can and try to ensure something of anything doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I'm just asking the public to have a little bit of trust, a little bit of faith in us. Most of this community supports our police department. We've done a great job for this community. This is an outlier of an incident. Can't ever recall anything like this happening before. And just trust us that we'll investigate it and we'll respond back and let the public know what happens.
That's all you can do.
Let's go back to Captain Isley. We were talking about some of the incidences that happened in January that are under investigation and action being taken.
Yeah. I mean, as consuming as this incident has been in dealing with it, I mean, there's still work to be done, lots and lots of work. And the calls come in. They're coming in right now. They're going to come in later today, and they're going to come in tonight. So, yes, the staff at the Reading Police Department has been doing some fantastic work. I'd like to first talk about just some of the bigger incidents that we had just in January. And you're right, you said it earlier, here it is February 1st, and where did January go?
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, busy. I know everyone's busy, but we have been very busy at the police department. We had strangest things for – we had two incidents where cashiers or clerks at convenience stores were in altercations with, and one unfortunately turned very violent resulted in the death of a patron of one of the
convenience
stores. I
have never seen that in living here for 15 years. At least it's never made the papers where two incidents like that happened.
And the other one was in South Reading. And of all things, involved a hatchet. So, the detectives, our detectives at the police department, those phones go off at 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning to come out, and it's just the great work too that our patrol officers are doing on a day in and day out basis. So, and like I said earlier, in lieu of this incident, they're still doing just fabulous work.
Oh yeah. And the vast majority of the people here in Reading understand that when you have 83,000 calls a year, that there could be an incident like this. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about, in your opinion, is it getting more violent out there, and the impact of drugs on your officers that are trying to keep things under control. And we'll be right back.
One, two, three. At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, tomorrow morning, Trish Clark joins me and Doug Jenke comes on with his pithy comments. Friday, Congressman Doug LaMalfa joins us at 8 o'clock. Today we have with us Reading Police Department Chief Bill Shuler and Chief of Detectives Captain Ron Isley. Just looking at the paper and talking to friends and all this, the amount of violence out there is, to me, every year I say this, it just seems like it's getting more and younger. You had something that happened the other night.
Yeah, just last week, a robbery during nighttime hours at the Martin Luther King Park. A 15-year-old shot a man. His accomplice, probably 20 years old, armed as well. So multiple shooters. And these things are happening, and it's young people. It's across the board, Carl.
And with the I was reading another article about the fentanyl and meth having you know, such dramatic effects on people. And, you know, and for officers trying to handle that. And plus the fact that we have people that you've seen multiple times. Come out of prison, or that, you know, you see, you know, they've been arrested. Y'all have arrested them like 18 times in 2 months.
Yeah, we get a lot of that, and we're being more, we're trying to put a lot of more of that out on social media so the folks understand that. We arrest somebody, the sheriff is doing everything he can to reopen that jail and get staff, and he's trying, but that jail is too small. It's understaffed. We need to have a larger jail to hold folks, because we're arresting people two or three, sometimes, you know, four times in a day. Yeah, we had a guy that was stealing cars and get out of jail, go steal another car, get out of jail, steal another car. I mean, there's... And the jail, you and I, we've all talked about this. The classification deputy at the jail has some of the worst job to try and figure out who stays and who goes, you know, all day long. So it's very unfortunate that we don't have the ability to hold people accountable. And then you have, on top of our inadequate jail, we have a governor who keeps closing prisons and sending more people back for local control, and we just don't have the ability to control and to hold those folks accountable.
Atlanta, the police chief in Atlanta, what you just said, he said, or she said, in Atlanta, same thing. They can't hold people, because of the laws or the room. Now, the new jail has been approved to be right there next to the other one, and they want to start on that immediately, but it's still going to be 3 years. What impact would it have being able to, if they're both staffed, to put another 250 people off the street?
Well, okay, so let's say they're both staffed, so that gets us about, and if they can completely fill the jail, the old jail, that gets us somewhere around 600 and 650 folks in custody compared to the current three, so it's almost like double what we have now.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's going to have an impact, but we have, you know, we have... quite a few people that are, I really feel like we need about 1,000 bed jail. I think that would really make a huge difference to this community. We'll fill a 500 or 600 bed jail in a weekend. I'm not being silly or even trying to stretch it. I mean, we will seriously, it would fill up quite quickly. Because there's a lot of people that are being released that shouldn't be released back into this community. And then when you shove all the people out of prison back into local control, and there's nowhere to deal with those. Yeah, we could fill it quick.
Since I've lived here, I've heard the 1,000-person jail. Since I've lived 15 years, we need a 1,000-person jail. So this at least is a bite out of it, and hopefully they can take another bite out of it after that.
I will tell you, I'm not excited about another jail downtown. I don't think it's the right place for it, and I think we need to have more rehabilitation, trying to break that cycle, mental health, drug and alcohol treatment, all of those things need to be in place. You know, incarcerating people over and over and over again is never going to fix the problem. Now, there are a lot of people that's the only thing you can do with them is incarcerate them, and that's fine. We have to have that balance. But it's more like a balance. I use that term all the time, it feels like, lately. But it is like a balance. There are people that need help, will take the help, and they'll break that cycle, and then they'll go be productive citizens in this community. Those are the ones we want to try and fix. The ones that keep doing crimes over and over and over again and don't care, don't want help, then just lock those folks up, right? And then we'll just hold them accountable for their crimes. But yeah, I don't know that you can do that in that downtown facility. Sheriff Johnson's ideas that he has and meeting with the community and the stakeholders, including myself and other law enforcement officials, the idea of a jail on the east side of town with all of those facilities, I think is an incredible idea that could really help this community. And I feel like, and I'm just speaking on my personal, probably speaking more than I should today, but I'm saying I don't think delaying that big project is going to, and building something small is going to fix the overall issue.
Okay. And we need a thousand seats.
Yeah. We have a quick call. We've got just a few minutes left. Daryl, what's on your mind, or do you have a question for our guests?
You know, I heard the caller that called in and was really upset about the Reading police officer, the incident was stepping on or stomping on the guy's head. And, you know, Reading's getting to where it's so unsafe. These guys are out there trying to protect us. They need to put themselves in that position and realize that they're in life and death situations, and even if they overreact, that guy, I've seen that he's been arrested, what, 3 times in 3 days, and it's on and on. And as a citizen, I worry when my wife even goes to the store anymore in this town. But I want to give the Reading police officers a plug. I really do.
You know, Daryl, I think that the vast majority of the people totally agree with you. And the people, a lot of times, who are making these comments have never stacked up against a wall or tried to take on a fentanyl or a speed-loaded individual by themselves. And so I totally agree with you, Daryl. Thank you. And yeah, I'd heard that, too, is that that guy had been arrested several times in, like, 48 hours. So
they're all over town like that. You know, I'm bumping up about 70 years old. When I was maybe 30 years ago, I wouldn't have been so nervous about it, but it's getting nerve-wracking around here, and I appreciate these guys a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call, Daryl.
Yeah, and I'll just add that two things. One, our violent crime rate is not growing drastically. It's still this is still a very safe community to live in. It's a great place to have your kids go to school. It's an awesome community. We are, I think part of it is some of our violent incidents are more violent than they've ever been. Like Captain Ice was talking about, a 15-year-old shooting a guy in a park. I mean, you just didn't see those things happen so much years ago. So I think the level of violence is higher, not maybe the frequency. And then the other issue as to what he was saying is cops are human beings. We're not perfect. We're just like everybody else. We make mistakes. So, you can operate at, you know, have a 30-year career and make one mistake and your world can end, right? But, if you're in another job and you make a mistake, you know, maybe you cut a board short or whatever it is you're doing, right? I'm not trying to minimize it at all. I'm just saying we're human beings. Recognize that we're human beings and we're not always perfect. And we're acting in an environment with high adrenaline and emotions. And it's our job to keep that in check, but it doesn't always happen. And then we just have to deal with that as that comes.
And you've taken every step that you can, and we're going to wait until the investigation is over, and then y'all will be, I'm sure, it'll be quicker, sooner than later, it gets out to the public. So
we want to get this done and back out to everybody as fast as possible.
Okay. We so much appreciate you being here. This is your usual time to show up. It's the first Wednesday of the month, and it just so coincided with this. So, Captain Isley, how many cases, I'm going to throw this at you, how many cases do you all work on in your detective division? Well, I mean, is it like hundreds? And
no, it's not. Well, hundreds total, yes.
Yeah.
And we're talking with 13 detectives currently.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, they're carrying caseloads anywhere from, you know, dozen cases to 30 cases.
Wow.
Even higher, and especially, you know, coming after weekend, and they just keep coming.
So, I guess.
Yeah.
Like the hits keep on coming.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, again, just so that you all know, and, you know, the people that have been writing in and all this, the vast majority of this city appreciate our law enforcement. And some, you know, most people have not been in situations. The vast majority haven't been in those situations, but I think they understand. Like you said, Chief, you know, one incident. In
yeah.
30 years.
We are very lucky to have a community that supports our law enforcement like they do. And
we like to think it helps in the recruiting.
It does help in the recruiting. We use that as a recruiting tool for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, look, be safe out there and tell the officers that they are supported. And we realize it's a tough job, and they're working at a much higher level of competency than many, many other law enforcement agencies are. Okay, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be cold, and God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up